Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Economics Report and American Mosaic, coming up after As It Is.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. For today's program, we travel to Asia to hear about human rights abuses in Thailand. Then we will talk about Myanmar or Burma. Some people who left the country recently are returning home. We will have details. As It Is, the program that helps you learn American English, is starting right now. Thailand is reporting progress in efforts to end human trafficking and abuse of migrant workers. As we hear from Jonathan Evans, Thailand's government is taking steps after receiving criticism from rights groups and the United States.
In 2014, the United States government lowered Thailand's rating in its Trafficking in Persons report. Researchers reported that Thailand showed few signs of improving its record on illegal labor and human trafficking, the trade in human beings. Rights groups have protested labor abuses in many Thai industries, from fishing and manufacturing to farming. The groups say many foreigners are paid too little and expected to work long hours under threats of violence. The U.S. report placed Thailand among the countries with the worst ratings. It could lead to actions against Thailand, including a suspension of assistance from financial organizations like the World Bank. There are an estimated 3 million migrant workers in Thailand. Most of the immigrants are from Myanmar, Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam. The U.S. report said people from China, Russia, Uzbekistan, India, and Fiji are also victims of human trafficking in Thailand. They are often enslaved in labor and the sex trade. Last year, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha called for the creation of special anti-trafficking committees. He urged the groups to create new policies to stop human trafficking and improve worker rights. This week, the Thai Foreign Ministry released a report on the government's stronger legislation and new anti-trafficking measures. Measures include stronger rules to protect labor in the fishing industry, including requiring that each worker has a labor agreement. In the agriculture industry, workers now must be at least 15 years old. The government says it reached out to civil society and non-government organizations to establish and supervise the policies. Tu Chit is a Burmese activist in Thailand's southern province of Phang Nga. He leads an organization that campaigns for migrant labor rights. He says the group is working with the government on a pilot project in the fishing industry. Tu Chit says the policy marks an improvement, including registration of currently undocumented labor. But he says more needs to be done. New government rules require all boats at sea to carry and use observation equipment by next month. The Thai government says it has registered up to 1.6 million migrant workers who had never been registered before. Kanchana Patachok is a deputy director general with the Thai Foreign Ministry. She says Thailand is looking to improve its standing by meeting international protocols on human trafficking.
Thailand is also working in good cooperation with international organizations and the United Nations obligation that Thailand has to undertake under the UNTOC or the UN Transnational Organized Crimes Convention, and Thailand is also a party to the Protocol on Human Trafficking or Trafficking of Migrants. And we are considering acceding to the Protocol on Smuggling of Migrants as well.
Thai Deputy Foreign Minister Don Pramudwinai told VOA the goal remains to end forced labor and human trafficking in Thailand. Phil Robertson is Deputy Director of Human Rights Watch Asia. He says the new policies are welcomed, but he says more needs to be done on enforcement, especially for the high-risk populations such as Muslim Rohingya from Myanmar and Bangladesh.
We've seen time and time again promises made, commitments promulgated, promises to change laws, to change regulations, but nothing gets done about impunity, the impunity to continue to traffic people, what's happening to the Rohingya, for instance, to migrants being forced onto fishing boats, raises serious suspicions that this is once again the Thai government's effort to talk themselves out of a problem.
The Thai government says it considers the efforts to stop human trafficking of top importance. I'm Jonathan Evans.
You are listening to VOA, and we are coming to you from Washington. Thousands of people who fled Myanmar in recent years have returned. They have decided to do so because of democratic changes, a growing economy, and more political freedoms in the country. But as we hear from Ashley Thompson, not everyone is welcome.
Mun Aung is a musician and activist. He fled to Norway 26 years ago. He is now staying in northern Thailand. He says he wants to bring a message of peace to his people. But he was recently denied a visa to enter Myanmar. He does not know why, because officials did not give him a reason for refusing to let him return home.
Maybe they are worried that we are going to cause problem or like trouble in the country. I just like recently finished recording my new album, which is called Raindrops of Peace.
Mun Aung says he hoped to sing his songs in public to help ethnic Kachin refugees. About 100,000 people have been living in camps in rebel-controlled areas of Kachin State for the past 4 years. The Kachin fighters are the only ethnic army that has not signed a ceasefire agreement with the government. Mun Aung knows about the problems in Kachin. He grew up in the area. He says one of the country's main problems is that the military has controlled the country for many years. He says it is not easy for people to give up power after having it for so long.
The problem in Burma today is power sharing, because the power has been in military and like previous military government or so-called governments, like in last 50 years, all the state power and authority, everything is in the hand of the military. So it's military's decision whether they are willing to give up the power or not.
Mun Aung's music has become popular among pro-democracy activists in Myanmar. That might be one of the reasons he cannot go back. During an ethnic celebration near the border of Thailand and Myanmar, Mun Aung played some of his best-known songs. Kachin singers asked him to do so. They wanted to raise money for people displaced by fighting. Mun Aung says he is happy about the changes in Myanmar, even if he cannot be there to see them for himself.
When I released Battle for Peace album in 1992, it was very difficult because it was considered as like illegal. So everyone who owns my cassette or like the copy of the album could go to jail. To release a new album, I hope it will be easier, or like better than 20 years ago. There's no restriction on distribution of music. Like, for example, such as censorship and like permission from the authorities.
Mun Aung plans to return to his family in Norway, but he says his thoughts of peace will remain in Myanmar with his people. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA, the Voice of America.
The Economics Report is next, followed by American Mosaic. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. The longest railway in the world is now open. In December, a train carrying products from China arrived in Spain's capital, Madrid. The railway is one of the most recent transportation projects that China has financed in Europe. China is paying to improve roads, bridges, and railroads to increase trade between East Asia and Europe. The European Union is China's biggest trading partner, and Europe is welcoming the money China is spending to improve infrastructure. The train carried 40 containers and traveled 13,000 kilometers. It began in Yiwu, a Chinese city in the coastal province of Zhejiang, in November. It arrived in Madrid 3 weeks later. A ship would take about 6 weeks to make the same trip. The train is to return to China with Spanish wine and food before the beginning of the Chinese New Year in February. Jonathan Fenby wrote the book, Will China Dominate the 21st Century? He says China has just begun its efforts to improve trade routes.
These things are developing and they're going to go on developing, I think. There's a rail link now from Chongqing in southwest China through Russia, which ends in Duisburg in Germany.
Trains now travel between Germany and China 5 times a week. China is investing a lot of money to improve bridges and roads in Europe. It recently paid $167 million to build a bridge over the Danube River in Serbia. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang went to the opening ceremony. Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić said the bridge is the first of many investments China will make in his country.
Kao prvi poduhvat kineski graditelj u Evropi I trajni spomenik srpsko-kineskog prijateljstva.
He says the bridge is a sign of friendship between China and Serbia. He adds that there will be more such projects with China, including, in his words, new bridges and new paths to the future. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says the money his country is spending shows China is taking a new approach to relations with other countries. He says by the end of 2014, China had created 70 relationships with countries and areas around the world. He says China is building partnerships rather than alliances. China has promised to spend $40 billion to improve infrastructure. The investments make China's presence known around the world. Observers say European countries have lessened their criticisms of China's poor record for human rights and political reform as China has improved Europe's infrastructure. And that's the economics report from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Today, we play some music by Bruce Springsteen. But first, let's go to Hollywood, California, to take a look at the newly announced Oscar nominations. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced this year's Oscar nominations. As usual, not everyone is happy about the choices. The nominees were announced Thursday morning in Hollywood, California. The debate in the entertainment world centers on how few people of color received nominations for the Oscars. The online entertainment magazine, Variety.com, noted the surprise absence of British actor David Oyelowo. He plays Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the civil rights picture, Selma. Critics have widely praised his performance, and he already was nominated for several awards, including a Golden Globe. Selma received a total of 2 nominations for Best Picture and Best Original Song. But many people expected director Ava DuVernay to make history as the first black female nominated for Best Director. That did not happen. The Oscar nominees for Best Director are all men. One of them is Alejandro González Iñárritu, who headed the movie Birdman. It received 9 Oscar nominations in all. The Grand Budapest Hotel tied Birdman with 9 Academy Award nominations. It is a funny film about a hotel employee who is suspected of murder and how he tries to prove his innocence. The film did not receive any acting nominations, but the Academy did honor Wes Anderson as a nominee for Best Director. Selma was one of the 4 Best Picture nominees about real people. The Theory of Everything is about famed British physicist Stephen Hawking. It is based on a book by his wife, Jane Wilde Hawking, that tells about their life together and his scientific career. The Imitation Game is about another British genius. Alan Turing was a mathematician in the 1940s who built a machine to break German code during World War II. A hero, Britain later jailed him because he was homosexual. The other 2 movies nominated for Best Picture are Boyhood and Whiplash. Whiplash tells about a teenage jazz musician pushed to the edge by his music teacher. And Boyhood is the story of a family from a boy's point of view. Director Richard Linklater shot the movie with the same actors over an 11-year period. Michael Keaton stars in the movie Birdman, about an aging actor who is trying to renew his career by producing a Broadway play. The Academy nominated Keaton for an Oscar for Best Lead Actor. Last Sunday, he won the Golden Globe for his performance in the film. Bradley Cooper also received an Oscar nomination for his lead performance in American Sniper. The film is based on a book by an American Marine named Chris Kyle. He is considered the deadliest sniper in the history of the American military. Benedict Cumberbatch received a nomination for his performance as Alan Turing in The Imitation Game, and Eddie Redmayne for his role as Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. Like Keaton, Redmayne also won a Golden Globe for his performance. The Academy also nominated Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything as Best Lead Actress for her portrayal of Jane Wilde Hawking. Along with Felicity Jones, five actresses were nominated for their leading performances. Julianne Moore was honored for her work in Still Alice. The film tells the heartbreaking story of a middle-aged university professor who discovers she has Alzheimer's disease. Moore won a Golden Globe for her acting in the movie. She is widely favored to win the Academy Award. Many critics see Reese Witherspoon as Moore's only competition. Witherspoon is nominated for Wild, a movie based on the true story of Cheryl Strayed. When Cheryl Strayed was 22, she began a 1,700-kilometer walk up the U.S. Pacific Coast Trail. As she worked her way through California, Oregon, and Washington, she also worked through her grief over her mother's death and her struggle with drug abuse. The Academy also named French actress Marion Cotillard as a nominee for her performance in 2 Days, One Night. And American actress Rosamund Pike received a nomination for her work in the suspense film Gone Girl. Notably absent from the Best Actress list was Jennifer Aniston. The former Friends actress portrays a woman who suffers from chronic pain in the movie Cake. The performance was a hit with many critics. We can see how it all works out on February 22nd. When the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences holds its 87th Oscar Awards. The ceremony will be televised live from Hollywood, California. Musician, singer, songwriter Bruce Springsteen is one of the world's best-selling artists, with a career that covers 40 years. In a new book, Counting Down Bruce Springsteen, writer and music critic Jim Baviglia rates Springsteen's songs. The rating is based partly on how powerfully the words express people's fears, hopes, and dreams. Christopher Cruz reports.
I got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob.
Bruce Springsteen is known for his poetic songs that deal with social and political issues, as well as more personal subjects. His energetic live performances are also famous. Music journalist Jim Baviglia says the artist's childhood in a New Jersey working-class family was a major influence on his music.
The social and the political issues, Springsteen's never been shy about writing about those. They sort of started to come into play with an album called Darkness on the Edge of Town, where he started to look at sort of small town lives and how people, you know, just sort of doing the same things that their parents did and couldn't get out of that.
Mr. Baviglia says the music grew even darker in the 1982 album Nebraska. He says those songs show people pushed to the edge of poverty and criminal activity. 13 years later, Springsteen released The Ghost of Tom Joad. Mr. Baviglia says the album was a direct discussion of issues like immigration, hunger, and poverty.
Men walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire in the breeze. Shelter line stretching round the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Family sleeping in the car in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes.
Then, in 2012, in the album Wrecking Ball, the critic says Springsteen found people to blame for some of those social problems.
Wrecking Ball really pointed at the sort of the financial leaders and the powers that allow the sort of dichotomy between the rich and the poor.
One of Springsteen's best-known songs, Born in the USA, is 9 on Baviglia's list.
And it's this amazingly complex song. It's got this really rousing music, very patriotic, big drums. You know, it's used in fireworks displays. But when you get it to the lyrics, it's a very sharp criticism of the way America treated its Vietnam vets upon returning home.
End up like a dog, that's been beat too much till you spend half your life.
The song was released in 1984 as President Ronald Reagan was running for re-election. Jim Baviglia says that conservative politicians and observers misunderstood the song.
It came out in 1984, and a couple conservative politicians sort of picked up on the song. They talked about how Springsteen, you know, sort of reflected the American values. And Springsteen, when he found out about that, quickly pulled back and he said, well, wait a second here. They're sort of mistaking this song here.
Born to Run tops Baviglia's list.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we racked the mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on highway, man from wheel, human checker and stepping out over the line.
He says Springsteen's album company was thinking of ending business with him after poor sales of his first two albums. But then, Born to Run hit the stores and airwaves in 1975. It saved Springsteen's career.
'Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run.
I'm Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Wendy, let me in. I want to be your friend. I want to guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet.